This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, Eurovision fans would have seen Benjamin perform Honey Boy at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Malmo. And if you didn't see it, Joy Drive family, you would have heard it here on Drive as I keep slipping it in several times a week. It's actually my favourite track at the moment. We know him for other amazing tunes also, such as Dance You Off, Kite and Better Days, all of which are on high rotation here on Joy 94.9. Benjamin Ingrosso, welcome to Drive.
Hello there. Good morning from Sweden.
And what time is it over there in Sweden at the moment?
It's 8:45.
Ah, so you've had your coffee, your breakfast, you're ready to talk to us. Benjamin, I just have to reveal something to you. This is the first time in my radio history that I've ever spoken to the artist of my favourite song at the moment. So I feel like this is so exciting.
No way, that's amazing. That makes me happy. I appreciate it.
Now, we saw you performing Honey Boy at the Eurovision Song Contest to the Eurovision crowd. What was it like?
It was amazing. Like, I mean, I participated in Eurovision a couple of years ago. So for me to come back and do like an interval act and not having to compete and come back with, like, you know, I did a medley of three of my latest songs, and I had, you know, 6 months of rehearsing with doing the arrangement of the, you know, the medley and shit. So that was pretty big for me, actually. It was pretty cool to come back, and it was like a kind of a revenge.
It's the type of song, I suppose, it's so catchy, you can't help but sing along to it. And I noticed the Eurovision crowd were doing just that. As you're performing it live, what sort of energy does that give you as a performer when you notice everyone singing along to it at the same time?
I mean, it makes you wonder what kind of, like, job you have, asking yourself, like, is this really my lifestyle and my work and my job? And it's the most amazing feeling ever. And also, I went on my first European tour this spring, and even when the song wasn't out, people were singing along thanks to, like, Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. So now when the song is finally out, it's been insane performing this song live, because that Give Me Something hook is, like, you know, it's like a drug. People are like, give me something, like screaming it as loud as they can.
What's the reception been like in Sweden?
Sorry?
How's the song been received in Sweden?
No, it's been the most craziest response ever. It's been number two here in Sweden for ever since it got released, and then I just released my latest song last Friday, and it went up number one. So now I have a number one and a number two here in Sweden,
congratulations!
Pretty
now you mentioned Thanks, also man. You performed a medley of songs at Eurovision. You were surrounded by these amazing dancers. I mean, you can't because everyone's absolutely synchronized. How long does it take to get a team like that working so flawlessly and still being able to sing live on stage?
Oh, it went pretty quick though. Like, we started to plan the whole show, the whole 7-minute show in January, I think. And then my choreographer started doing the choreography, but we did the rehearsals 2 weeks before and then 2 days before. So we had like almost 2 weeks to rehearse. But then I was on tour at the same time, so I had to go back and remember the choreography and shit. But it was fun. It was fun.
You sound like a very, very busy man. How do you stay grounded, down to earth? What keeps you at that level?
Oh, that's a good question. I think my mom is my role model when it comes to how to, like, behave and work with people. She's also an artist, and she's been, you know, famous ever since she was a kid. So I've been working in this industry since I was 8 years old. So for me, it's been, you know, I've been working pretty hard, and I also know how many people that are, you know, important in this industry. So it's not just a one-man show. It's a teamwork. And I think that's a big thing to know, that you can't do all this by yourself.
We're chatting with Swedish singer, songwriter and producer Benjamin Ingrosso about his music and Purple Disco Machine's latest collaboration with Benjamin. It's called Honey Boy. Benjamin, Purple Disco Machine, it's hard to not listen to their music. It's amazing. And to not start tapping away or dancing away. How did the collaboration with Purple Disco Machine come about, and Nile Rodgers as well, and Shensi as well?
So I was writing this chorus 2 years ago. I went to this nightclub and I heard not a disco track. I heard like a house track, and I started singing the chorus, ma oh mama. And then I had that melody stuck in my head for like a year.
Like a
and
worm.
Then I sat at this Chinese, And then I sat at this Chinese restaurant 1 year later, and I heard a disco track in the speakers, and I started singing the same chorus, ma ma oh mama. And then I just like figured it out that it should be a disco song and not a house song. And my music that I write for my next chapter in my career is a bit more, I would say, like a glam rock pop 70s style. So I needed figure out how can I make a disco song and make it believable. And then I just like, okay, who's the most disco producer ever? Well, at the moment, well, it's probably Purple Disco Machine. So I reached out to him and I sent him the hook and the song, and he loved it and he started producing it. And then as a like a fun joke, we were like, yeah, if this song could get even more disco-y, we would bring Nile Rodgers on it.
Oh, fantastic.
And then all of a sudden he heard the song and he loved it and he was on it.
Benjamin, we love Sweden, of course. ABBA kicked off the relationship. We voted for you with Dance You Off in 2018. I'm off to see the ABBA choir tonight by ABBA the Museum. We've got Loreen.
Oh, wow.
What is it about Swedish music that resonates so well with Australians, do you think?
I don't know. I think when it comes to melodies, we're very good at melodies. I think because the way we speak is a bit melodic. We're also pretty depressed 80% of the year. So we're like longing for summer. We're longing for happiness. And so I think when we're in the studio, we're writing about stuff that we're aiming for and that we're dreaming of. And because you guys, you have fun like all the time, right?
Definitely. You're okay.
Yeah. So I mean, for us, it's like, we're longing for the better days, kind of.
Now, you're going to be touring here early next year. What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, I'm looking forward to go to Australia for the first time in my life.
First time?
Yeah, first time. The land of Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. They're such a great band.
Both of
them are
like favorites.
So did that? Were the Bee Gees one of the bands that inspired you musically? I love them.
Yeah, 100%. They've been my biggest like inspiration. I would say Bee Gees and ABBA, and then you know, Elton John, Queen, Aretha Franklin, all of those like old legends has been huge inspirations for me.
You've got me excited because you mentioned that you're going to be working on some glam rock / 70s disco stuff. It's the stuff that we love here on Joy Drive.
So good.
We're looking forward to what's coming up from yourself. When you're in Australia, I'd love to invite you to the Joy Drive studios. Pop in and say hello to us.
I would love to.
Benjamin, we're going to go out with Honey Boy. I'll get you to introduce it. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today, and congratulations on the single and on your performance at Eurovision as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, here it is.
So this is Benjamin Ingrosso, and you're listening to Honey Boy.
Thanks, Benjamin.
Thanks, take care.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.